So I was a big fan of Roger Clemens when he was a Boston Red Sox pitcher. Probably one of the best in the game. But as you have probably heard, he's been acquitted of all charges of lying to Congress. On Monday, he was acquitted of those charges, that he obstructed and lied to Congress by denying he used performance-enhancing drugs to extend his long career as one of the greatest and most decorated pitchers in baseball history. Now, the question will be, is will Roger Clemens be eligible for the Hall of Fame? I think he should be. I think it's probably a pretty well-known fact that whatever you call them, performance-enhancing drugs or performance-enhancing injections to help athletes nowadays is something that we either accept or we don't accept. However, the statistics don't lie, and Roger Clemens was one of the best. Did he lie to Congress? He was found not guilty. Did he take performance-enhancing drugs to extend his long career? I'll let you decide. But in my opinion, Roger Clemens for the Baseball Hall of Fame, you betcha. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.